This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
I just feel like I have to say it after that guy says it.
Huh. I usually leave it to that guy. I don't even know who that is.
It's not Zeus.
No. It is Free Talk Live, though, from Fort Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful yet slightly chilly and windy Rogers Campground today. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Facebook has decided that libertarians, it would seem.
Well, I was going to ask, Aria, are you an extremist?
It depends on who you ask, right?
Facebook has been telling me I may have been exposed to people who are extremists.
Well, we may, in fact, be generating extremist content as we speak.
This is extreme?
If you ask Facebook, I mean, they're being very vague, right? Now, for those who aren't on Facebook or aren't using it, Facebook is working with some organization that is just sending an absurd amount of notifications to what appear to be libertarians about being exposed to extremist content or about being concerned that one of their friends is becoming an extremist.
Like, do you remember a little more than a decade ago when it was all the marketing rage to market your product as extreme, right? Extreme
Mountain Dew. Oh, yeah, the 90s thing. Yeah. That was more than a decade.
Was it? I'm old, so.
Well, that was the extreme 90s. You know, everything was rad and,
Extreme Snickers bar, not on sale, right? You know?
So Facebook has started to warn some users they might have seen extremist content, the company said on Thursday, but they're not telling people what they consider to be extremist content. You know, I clicked the stupid button to see, I wanted to know, you know, are they going to specify which one of these 80 groups I'm in is generating extremist content, but of course they don't.
Well, extremist, of course, in the context of Facebook, seems to be political.
Well,
or anti-political, anyway.
None of my non-libertarian friends have talked about receiving the notice, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I go on Facebook and I scroll through to see what's happening with my friends and stuff, it's just they're all getting the notification. Of course, the vast majority of them are libertarians. I haven't seen any non-libertarians talking about it.
You know what extreme is? Extreme is control. That's what extreme is.
Screenshot shared on Twitter showed a notice asking, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Now, there's a difference here between extremist and violent extremist. All of the notifications that I saw referred to violent extremism, which, of course, excludes me from being considered an extremist because I'm not a violent person. I don't advocate the use of violence. If they include, you know, violent extremists in part of their definition, which from what I've seen, they are.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of these notifications because everybody who gets one takes a screenshot of it and then reposts it and says something about it or gets all their Facebook friends to comment on it. And
which is weird.
Yeah. And I'm trying to determine if the word, I haven't looked at it today, but the ones that I saw, I don't know if they all had the word violent in it or if any of them did.
They may have used the word harmful. According to this, they are alerting that you may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently. Well, who determines what is and isn't harmful, and harmful for who?
Well, right, and like, if it's really just something that's posted on a social media website or application, then that's a speech issue, and the only person who should determine whether anything that they've seen or read on these things is harmful or otherwise inappropriate for themselves is the individual.
Certainly, and I don't trust Facebook and its censors to be qualified to identify extremist content because they're not good at identifying things that actually violate their community standards. I mean, their communities, their automatic policing of things that violate their community standard have absolutely no understanding of context. And even when you bring in a human to appeal a decision, they still have no understanding or consideration of context. So by and large, a lot of these are probably just people posting trolling memes, and Facebook doesn't know the difference between a troll and something actively promoting violence because Facebook's kind of stupid.
Yeah, algorithms do not detect humor or sarcasm.
No, they don't.
It's impossible for them to do so.
And, you know, now those same algorithms are detecting what is or isn't extremist content.
Yeah.
So they've been under pressure for a long time from lawmakers and civil rights groups to combat extremism on its platforms, including U.S. domestic movements involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. They're calling it a riot now. When groups supporting former President Donald Trump tried to stop the U.S. Congress from certifying... Is that what they were doing? They were trying to stop Congress from... I thought they were just being asses. I didn't think they actually...
I thought it was a cookout or something. I thought somebody brought a grill. They were going to cook up some burgers.
I don't think they knew what they were trying to accomplish. It was just some raging, screaming rednecks raging and screaming in the Capitol. It didn't seem like a riot or insurrection or any of that nonsense to me.
You know who I bet, besides the United States government, you know who I bet really loves this Facebook extremist algorithm thing that they've been launched, or that they've launched upon?
Well, Democrats. Well,
China. China's got to love this thing, right? Does China even have Facebook?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. But
someone was shaking their head.
No so Facebook in China? All right.
I'm not surprised. Everything's regulated in China or restricted. So Facebook says, this test is part of our larger work to assess ways to provide resources and support to people on Facebook who may have engaged with or were exposed to extremist content, or may know someone who is at risk. Now, I'm the kind of person who intentionally engages extremists, mm-hmm. right? Before I was legally not allowed to use Telegram, I was in several Nazi Telegram chat rooms just to argue with these people, right? And expose them to ideas that, you know, they're not used to hearing, especially from
awesome,
a trans
man.
Person. I mean, a lot of people love to throw that at me as something that's bad. I mean, I'm the kind of person, I want to engage these people, and that's why I did Shemo versus Nazi with Christopher Cantwell.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go to the extremists and bring them back from the ledge. I don't want to seek the Facebook police after them. That doesn't do anything to help anyone. We are partnering with NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which usually means a governmental organization, and academic experts in this space, and hope to have more to share in the future.
Who gets to decide what content is extreme, Facebook?
It said the efforts were part of its commitment to the Christchurch Call to Action, whatever that is. Well, evidently it's a campaign involving major tech platforms to counter violent extremist content online that was launched following a 2019 attack in New Zealand that was live streamed on Facebook. Facebook said in the test it was identifying both users who may have been exposed to rule-breaking extremist content. I haven't been exposed to any such content.
Rule breaking!
And you've previously been the subject of Facebook's enforcement. What previous enforcement? This is all very vague.
I don't know what they're talking about, and it seems like just another ugly part of their attempts at censorship.
Yeah, Facebook, it seems they're working very hard to just destroy themselves, right? They're constantly banning people. They're constantly flagging people as inappropriate. They're kicking people off the platform. I don't recall exactly who it was, but someone, an expert propagandist, received a lifelong ban from Facebook just a day or two ago.
Wow.
And I'm currently banned from Facebook, which is usual for me. I mean, I spend 9 months out of the year probably just banned from Facebook, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, if it's there for me to use, I will use it. If it's not, I won't. To me, it's a tool just like any other, except this tool occasionally just breaks.
Well, and it's been nicknamed Fascist Book for quite some time. And certainly as time goes on, it is living up to that particular nickname.
Yeah, and Twitter isn't a lot better. I have been suspended from Twitter, but really the only places that you can go to escape this sort of tech censorship are things like Matrix servers and what is the...
Mastodon.
Mastodon. I always forget the name of that one, man.
And yeah, this is why Gab took off, people. It's because of all these bannings. It just drives people to the underground. And Gab is like this right-wing kind of platform where it attracted at least right-wing fanatics.
It still is.
Yeah, it's full of the alt-right, which... Incidentally, is also why I am on Gab. Not presently for legal reasons, but I do have a Gab account, and I did occasionally use it because that's where the Nazis are. And if you want to convince the Nazis to stop being Nazis, you have to go to the Nazis.
I am on the Mastodon, and you can be on the Mastodon, too, over at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's linked up, I believe, with the Liberdon Mastodon server, so I'm not exactly sure how all of that works, but content is shared between the two.
Yeah, it's what they call federated.
Right, which is sort of a trust network between servers, so to speak, and, you know, the Free Talk Live, social.freetalklive.com is obviously trusted and part of the Liberdon server network. It's all very confusing and technical, but check it out. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. There's also chat.freetalklive.com if you want to take part in the actual official chat room, chat.freetalklive.com and social.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's probably still time, if you're local to New Hampshire, for you to get up here if you're not already on your way up here. But realistically, there probably isn't, so we'll probably have to catch you next year because this episode isn't going to air until tonight. And tomorrow is the Saturday that is July the 3rd, and July the 4th is technically the last day of ForkFest, but that's like the day where you pull down all your stuff and you leave. So realistically, they have until tomorrow to get here, so you probably missed out if you didn't get here already. But with you today, it's Aria.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Chris.
And don't let a little bit of a 20-year war get in the way of your festivities this year. That's what Joe Biden is saying. He was being grilled on some questions on the Afghanistan war.
Wait, was he being grilled over charcoal, or was it a gas grill?
He was being grilled by the media, by Fox News, it was seen.
Oh, I see. Verbally grilled.
Yes. At least, you know, someone has found... The war was never mentioned during the presidential debates, and that bothered me, because there's no greater example of privilege than that your country can fight in a 20-year war and have a presidential election, and none of the candidates talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've stopped watching the elections and all of the debates and all of that crap, because I just don't have time for that kind of uselessness. But I've been told that war was not mentioned at all, repeatedly. And that is disappointing to me, because you would think that there would be some sort of an outcry from, we'll call them the citizens, you know, saying, hey, what about this war that's still going?
Well, it's easy for Americans to forget about the war, right? Because these bombs aren't falling on American cities. But the 4th of July fireworks that we're going to have here in the United States are very different from the fireworks that Joe Biden just let Syria, quote, enjoy. So he grew irked Friday with repeated press questions about the Afghanistan troop drawdown, saying he didn't want to answer anymore on the topic because it was a holiday weekend.
I'm not going to talk about bombing another country on a holiday. Yeah, do you think I'm uncivilized?
That is by far one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard from a sitting U.S. president, and I've heard some really disgusting things from these lunatics. Following remarks on positive June jobs reports, Biden took multiple questions about the situation in Afghanistan, where the country faces a possible fall to the Taliban as U.S. forces are withdrawn. Now, this is the U.S. government, the U.S. military, has had 20 years to do something about the Taliban. And
other than arm them.
Yes, and they have not been successful. After receiving questions on the nation's security issues and the withdrawal timeline, Biden said he wanted to talk about, quote, happy things.
And just wow.
Yeah, that's absolutely... I'm not going to answer anymore. Look, it's the 4th of July. We actually tried to get the audio of him saying this, but it turned out to be too complicated to worry with. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week. Who cares if this war goes on needlessly for another week, right? But this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to celebrate it. There's great things happening. He then rattled off a bunch of economic data as he sought to head off further pressing on one of the chief foreign policy decisions of his presidency. I'll answer all of your negative questions. Not negative, your legitimate questions. The last U.S. troops are soon set to leave Bagram Airfield near Kabul, Afghanistan, leaving the Afghan military to contend with the Taliban.
What a putz.
Is that true? Are the last U.S. troops actually going to leave Afghanistan?
I think they already left once before.
They've never had a full withdrawal of all U.S. personnel.
No, and then when they do leave, it's traditional for them to be replaced with private mercenaries that are contractors to the U.S. government. So do they ever really leave?
Well, they certainly haven't left Iraq either, which is an 18-year war, and it just seems like the U.S. military, if they wanted to, they should be able to defeat the Taliban and the Saddam Hussein regime, or whatever the hell it is that they went to Afghanistan and Iraq for.
But Arya, they can't even, you know, defeat extremists in the U.S. despite the vague threat of, you know, attempting to nuke us or something. What was that all about?
I don't know, because I was here at the festival when all of that happened, but as I understand it, he said something like, you need F-15s and nukes to take out the government. I've heard libertarians characterizing it as, you know, he threatened to nuke American citizens.
Yeah.
I haven't heard those quotes.
Well, it's interesting to me, because if he thinks that a bunch of AR-15s are no match for the U.S. government, well, then it shouldn't matter whether or not anybody owns one anymore, right?
Well, their issue, they've never painted the reason to get rid of AR-15s as being, you know, because they're useful against the government or anything like that. Their reason is always, oh, it's mass shootings, right? So
Never mind the mass bombings.
Yeah, I was thinking that they were going to bomb Rogers Campground when somebody said that. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, that would be a bit extreme. I can't imagine even the U.S. government is ready to do something like that
He was talking about dropping nukes on Americans.
Well, he wasn't specifically talking about that. It was inferred, near as I can tell.
So I didn't hear it firsthand.
But it's not unprecedented for somebody in the organization of government to bomb somewhere in the U.S., if you remember the MOVE bombings that happened on U.S. soil in Philadelphia.
I vaguely remember.
Oh, yeah. They did use...
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, everybody remembers Waco. If you don't, go look up Waco, W-A-C-O.
Watch the documentary. Well, not the documentary. The drama-mentary. What do you call
it? Docudrama.
Is that it? That's on Netflix. It was pretty good. And it painted, I felt it painted the ATF in the rightful evil light that they should have been painted in. A lot of people feel like it was more fair and balanced. It's like, it wasn't hard enough on the ATF. It's like, it kind of showed them murdering people on purpose. So
yeah, murdering women and children. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's one of the number one things that organization-type government is good at, is murdering.
It's almost the only thing that any state is actually good at. I mean, it's what they specialize in.
They like stealing, too. There's that.
They do. They're really good at that.
They are good at stealing, but they're only good at stealing because they have to be, because that's how they pay for their violence.
Well, they kind of have to murder people in order for the threat when they steal to, like, have some teeth, right? They feel like if they aren't murdering anybody and then they threaten somebody to steal their money, well, they might just ignore them and not give them the money. But if they murder people, then they're like, you know, we've murdered people, so you should give us money.
Yeah, every single law that is put forward by the American government, people need to remember, is ultimately backed by the threat that they will murder you if, in order to enforce it, even if it's just selling cigarettes on the streets of New York. They will kill you in order to enforce whatever law they have passed.
Yeah, possibly in your sleep, too, even. They wake you up at 6 a.m. in the morning and shoot.
Or they, you know, throw a flashbang in the crib with your baby or something like that. They've certainly done. Or just, you know, shoot the wrong people in the wrong apartment because they don't know where they are because they're high on crack or whatever.
So going back to the Biden thing and his remarks about, I don't want to talk about that on a holiday. Like, the 4th of July holiday, the whole reason for fireworks is to mimic the bombs bursting in air.
Right.
Right. So if you're not going to talk about bombing on a holiday in which bombing is pseudo-represented by, you know, we'll call them artificial bombs, fireworks, you know, display, you know, pseudo-fireworks, then what day are you going to talk about it?
Excellent questions. He wasn't done being exasperated with the press on Friday, laughing derisively at a question about whether he was, quote, confident Congress would pass his agenda. Come on, guys, he said. Look, folks, this is a process. I love you guys, but it's a process.
Come on, man.
It's always a process. I mean, Biden, you're the president. You can simply withdraw the troops if you wanted to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday praised President Biden's federal response to the collapse of a condo building in the coastal suburb of Surfside, Florida. Speaking at a command briefing near the site of the deadly disaster Thursday, DeSantis said the president had recognized the severity of this tragedy from day one, and you've been very supportive, end quote. As violent crime surges across America, a judge on Thursday ordered Minneapolis, Minnesota to hire more police officers after ruling in favor of a group that had sued the city council over a rise in crime. Hennepin County District Judge Jamie Anderson said the city needs to have at least 730 by June 30th, 2022. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States expressed concern on Thursday over a report that China is building more than 100 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles near the city of Yumen. USA Radio News. The State Department on Thursday said human trafficking has 25 million people suppressed worldwide. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The troubling estimate was announced by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Trafficking in persons is an appalling crime. It's a global crisis. It's an enormous source of human suffering. By its nature, it's often hidden from view. Exact figures are sometimes hard to determine. The estimate we often cite is that nearly 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking.
The report cited the coronavirus pandemic as the cause of the big increase in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The study covered 188 nations and territories, indicating COVID-19 had put millions of people around the world at a greater risk of exploitation.
Stanley Cup Finals continue for hockey Friday evening from the Montreal Canadiens home ice. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. It can be seen on NBCSN at 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the cold, wet campground. It's actually really not that bad. It's kind of comfortable. When the wind blows, it's a bit on the chilly side, but all in all, it's comfortable.
This is why we tell you to bring a hoodie when you come to Rogers Campground.
Yes, even though, you know, it's July, right? And it's summertime. It's still New Hampshire, and these are the mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah, northern New Hampshire mountains, they can get cold in the summertime.
I held out for the first half of the show. I finally put a hoodie on.
Yeah, I'm amazed you got that far, man. I've been over here, like, shivering on and off for the last hour or so.
It has been pretty nice out for the past 2 weeks, though. So I
mean, it's still nice out today. It's just raining.
Yeah.
So,
the worst I've seen.
We're at a festival, and unlike Joe Biden, we're not just having a holiday and pretending like negative things aren't happening, because negative things are continuing to happen. And, you know, we're not the president of the United States. But
who, by the way, also doubled the amount of money being poured into hiring for law enforcement.
Did he? I'm not surprised. I mean, they paint it as police reform and stuff like that, but ultimately it just hires more police officers.
That's exactly what has happened. So all you lefties out there who were all about defund the police, well, guess what? You're getting more police now. More of them.
The Chinese abuse of the Uyghur Muslim population is ongoing, of course, and this is one of the reasons I stopped using Wish.com, because you have no way of knowing what province something is coming from until after it's arrived. And the first time that I got something from the Xinjiang province, which is where these abuses are happening, slave labor, and torture, forced organ removal.
Organ harvesting is like organ harvesting is happening in 2021 in China right now.
Yeah, the first time I got something for the Xinjiang province, I was like, oh, yeah, I can never use this app again. I'm not supporting this.
Yeah, and let me be clear. When I say organ harvesting, I mean involuntary organ harvesting. People are being taken into facilities. They're being cut open, and their organs are being taken from them without their permission, oftentimes resulting in death.
A human rights group that gained popularity on YouTube largely because of its videos exposing China's human rights abuses against the Uyghur Muslims had several of its videos removed from the platform, with YouTube citing unrelated policy violations, according to a report. Well, yes, YouTube is not the hub of free speech that, you know, it was what made it so popular and successful in the first place.
Since Google bought it, it's just been a piece of crap.
Reuters reported that the YouTube channel, or Reuters, however that's supposed to be pronounced, I'm not going to try to pronounce this other word either, some channel based in Kazakhstan also had its channel temporarily blocked by YouTube. The activist who runs the channel, whose name I'm also not going to attempt to pronounce, has been called a well-known rights activist. But according to Reuters, 12 of his videos were removed this year by YouTube amid an apparent campaign by groups who deny China is committing genocide to mass report the videos. So they got a troll farm that's mass reporting his videos because they want to pretend like this isn't happening, because the Chinese government wants to pretend like this isn't happening. YouTube eventually removed the block on the channel, but has not reinstated all of the videos it took down, citing policies that ban personal information in its video that could result in harassment.
Right. I think if this is the article, I think it is. I've read this, and I think it's that there's somebody who holds up like a driver's license or something like that in one of the videos, and that's their problem, apparently.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Those testifying about Chinese human rights abuses show their government issued IDs, which the platform bans due to the possibility the personal information could lead to harassment. Well, it could lead to their harassment by the Chinese government, presumably.
I'm assuming these people who hold up their IDs are doing so voluntarily in an effort to say, hey, here's who I am. I'm telling you the truth. I am a legitimate person. I'm not a hired gun. I'm not a paid actor. I'm not a pansy of, you know, any of these governments. I'm a regular dude. Here's my ID, right? I assume they're doing this voluntarily.
Yeah, and it's a way of, you know, showing their credentials. Like, hey, I've actually seen this. I've witnessed this. This is actually happening. But the human rights group on YouTube maintains that those IDs are critical to its credibility to prove that the people in the videos are, in fact, related to individuals subject to Chinese government abuse.
Oh, these are family members. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The people giving the testimonies are talking about their loved ones. And, that, you know, that's scary, because the pressure, I mean, that's what the Chinese government does. Hey, your uncle said this thing, so we're going to inter the entire family.
Right. It sounds a lot like the mafia and, you know, the drug cartels in Mexico, where they do basically the same thing. They'll torture family members, they'll kidnap, murder family members in order to get you to do what they want.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's how things like the Lord's Resistance Army recruits people. They're like, hey, you're going to join our military, or we're going to kill your family. And the 12-year-old says, okay, well, I'll join your army then. The Chinese Communist Party marked its 100th anniversary on Thursday with fanfare and propaganda, because that's how they do everything. The anniversary of the party that controls China's authoritarian regime was met with derision by many across the world. Members of both the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives introduced resolutions condemning the party for 100 years of human rights abuses. And as much as I hate Donald Trump, one of the only things he did that was correct was declare the Uyghur genocide to be a genocide.
Yes. Yeah.
I would go even further and say it's a legitimate Holocaust. for whatever that distinction is
it,
worth.
It certainly isn't right. It's inhumanitarian is what it is, or inhumane at a minimum.
But I don't know how to do anything about it beyond, you know, just not buying stuff that I know was manufactured and produced in China. Because even if everyone boycotted the Xinjiang province, we are dealing with the Chinese regime here, and they would just say it came from another province.
Yeah.
So you sort of just have to blockade the country as a whole. But so much of the stuff we use as Americans is produced in China that how do you actually escape that?
It's almost impossible. And you're right, there is a lack of things that people can do other than help spread the word that this is happening. This is, you know, a Holocaust. This is a genocide. These are people who are being persecuted for their beliefs and for the type of people that they are.
They're being forced into slave labor. They're being tortured. Their organs are being harvested. They're being brainwashed. They're being force-fed things that violate their religion. They're being forced to pray to the Chinese government, essentially. And it's ongoing. It's happening right now in China, in the Xinjiang province.
If you're listeners out there, if you're big on freedom of religion, you know, this is something that you should not only be aware of, but helping other people to understand.
YouTube did not address questions about whether the Chinese government contacted it regarding the videos, whether it is concerned about abuse of its reporting feature to silence human rights groups, or whether it agrees with Secretary of State Antony Blinken that China is committing genocide. So our current Secretary of State has also said, the one appointed by Biden, presumably, also recognizes it as a genocide. The group is moving its videos to a new platform called Odyssey, which we're aware of here on Free Talk Live.
That's the library.
In light of YouTube's actions against it. Is it library?
It is. It's the same organization.
It's the front end for library, effectively for the web.
Okay. I've never been too clear on what it was because around all the time that this was happening.
It's kind of like, you know how like, what's the cable company I'm thinking of? Comcast?
Yeah.
They're also Verizon.
Are they?
Or not Verizon.
Spectrum?
No. Comcast is Xfinity.
Okay.
Is their other brand, right? So it's the same company, right? But it's just a rebranding for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Well,
it seems to be what Library did with Odyssey is it's a rebranding to sort of relaunch it.
I think it's a little bit different than that. So as I understand it, Library is an app, effectively, or you access it through an app. But if you don't want to access it through the app, you can access it through a web portal, basically. So
and Odyssey is the web portal.
Yeah,
I know Odyssey also supports live streaming, but Library did not.
Right.
So there's another distinction.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad to hear that this person, you know, YouTube came after them and took their videos down. They said, okay, well, we'll go somewhere where our videos can't be taken down. I mean, Free Talk Live has done the same thing here. And the more that this happens, the more people are just going to go to these decentralized alternatives that already exist. Things like Library, Odyssey. We've been talking about the interplanetary file system and things like that. There's Matrix servers and Mastodon servers. There are places to share your content where big tech can't take it off.
Decentralize all the things.
More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live here at ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground. In the cold and wet campground. If you're wondering why we're not doing interviews and stuff like that, it's because, I mean, it's kind of a cold, rainy day. There's no one walking around at the moment, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, folks are, you know, inside of their RVs, tents, you know, that type of thing.
At least the smart ones.
Yes. Some folks have probably gone into town to get lunch or whatever. It's kind of the afternoon here for us. So
it's a good day to do that.
Yeah, this is not a sit-around and hang-out day, really. It's a bit chilly. So we're pulling up stuff to talk about, and Chris, you brought up a story. I've already forgot what it was about, but it sounded fascinating. Oh, it's about domain seizures in Iran.
It is. Well, it's not in Iran. It's U.S. seizing domain names of Iranian media outlets.
Oh, so these are not .ir websites, right?
This is a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. I haven't actually read this story yet, but I'm sure once we get into it, we'll find that out.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, so this is coming from antiwar.com. So let's see here. Operating a website with a U.S.-based domain name, so that's the answer to your question, this is what it starts with, is starting to seem a little less secure Tuesday with the news that the Justice Department has seized multiple Iran-linked media websites, U.S. domains.
See, I didn't know that that was a thing. I bought a .us website. I don't remember now what the hell it was.
Yeah. So these are actually .com domain names.
And those are also...
Those are controlled by the United States government. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I know that .us also subsidizes the U.S. Some of the money goes to the U.S. government or something like that, and I didn't know that at the time. So, yeah, don't buy a .us. What the hell domain did I buy that ended with .us that made sense?
That's
I'll have to check.
Good question.
I bought a lot of domains throughout the last year. Now I'm trying to figure out why the hell did I buy a .us in the first place?
The last one I got was lordkickass.com, and that's it just redirects to my site for my parody music.
Nice.
So I intend to do something more with it. I'd like it to be more of a landing page for all things Captain Kickass, but I'll get around to it eventually.
So, tell us more, Chris.
Yeah, so among those C's were PressTV.com, AlamMTV.net, and
I mean, we don't really need to know these. None of them mean anything to us. So.
They appear to be like
Iranian
or something similar type of names. Details are scant, as the Justice Department has neither confirmed the seizures nor made any effort to explain them. The notice suggested it was done under the laws that allow forfeiture of property involved in trafficking nuclear technology or materials. That's not a good excuse, of course, as while these news sites cover details of the JCPOA and its negotiations, that's not the same thing as trafficking by any stretch of the imagination. Seizing a media outlet where several should be cause a major issue in the U.S. and the lack of explanation is troubling. Yeah, and this
means they're the government. They generally don't explain that. But for those curious, I just looked up the .us website that I bought was badmovieclub.us.
Oh, okay.
Back before the FBI took all the stuff that I was using to do Bad Movie Club, I had a YouTube channel where we watched stupid movies.
Yeah, and this is always a dangerous. This is always a scary thing, and this is something I've talked about more specifically. It tends to be with corporations effectively doing it and getting domain seizures with like piracy types of cases. But if you can do it with piracy cases, what stops them from doing it from the New York Times or, you know, Free Keen or, you know, Free Talk Live or any of these other media outlets that may be critical of the U.S. government, right?
Yeah, presumably, you know... with the case against the Crypto 6, we may wake up one day and find, you know, the Crypto6.com has been seized by the Justice Department, or ReformSatanicChurch.com has been seized, or
FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is, and it's not that unrealistic. We've seen them seizing domain names for, you know, all sorts of different websites, and it's interesting because even some sites that domain names have been seized, you know, there's not a conviction. The domain names get seized, and then theoretically they have a court date, but it's 5 years in the future. And they might get their domain name back, but in that time period, they've lost the ability to fundraise. They've lost the ability to communicate that they're, you know, under attack by, you know, the government, right?
Certainly, so, all the more reason for people to look into things like Library and Odyssey and Interplanetary File System.
There's one in particular that I think is very disturbing. TV Add-ons. Which was basically a add-on repository, just an open-source free software kind of thing, where it was just basically apps that were hosted. It was an app store, effectively, a free app store.
For televisions.
Yeah, for Kodi boxes. And, Kodi isn't illegal in and of itself, even the entertainment industry.
What is Kodi? Because that's not the first time it's been mentioned on the show.
Kodi is basically I don't know how to explain it exactly. It's an entertainment. It's just basically to play movies and TV shows and music and things like that. But It's a media system. It's a movie player. I don't really know. You can connect it with different plugins to connect to YouTube. You can connect to Netflix. You can connect to any kind of streaming portal, and it kind of organizes it for you.
Okay, so it's like a Roku, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a Roku.
Kind of. But my understanding is that it allows you to stream from places that are unofficial as well. So in addition to all the official stuff, Hulu, you know, Amazon, all that stuff, like unofficial, like some of these. Maybe not torrent sites specifically, but sites that have content that may be overseas and possibly in violation of copyright and that type of thing.
Okay. The app itself doesn't do that. It's the plugins that are available for it in some cases. But the thing is, they're not necessarily... the plugins aren't necessarily illegal either. It's sort of... it's a gray area in a lot of cases, and so they've basically tried to seize the hoster, okay, the company hosting those add-ons, and the domain name, which is even more scary, over the accusations that there's a link to the link, there's a link to a link to a link to some sort of copyright infringement or copyright violation. It's not even like copyright infringement because the apps themselves don't actually provide like the copyright infringed material. It's downloading it from a source. It's like saying
right. It's like uTorrent doesn't actually provide people with any sort of copyrighted
correct,
but
yes.
It can be used to engage in piracy.
I mean, sure. Like you can have an app that connects to YouTube and yes, that app will then, you know, help enable you to access content on YouTube, but that doesn't mean the app is engaged in piracy, even though there are some, you know, there's some pirated content on YouTube, right? Like, it's absolutely insane to go after the app, or the especially the company hosting that app. And that's effectively what they've done. And then not only have they gone after the servers, they've also stolen the domain name. And this is all done through corporations, but the government is enabling that. So the government is the reason that's even possible. So that's why it's a very scary thing.
Well, we saw the same thing with Gab basically getting deplatformed. It wasn't the U.S. government that got rid of Gab. It was Amazon that deplatformed. I think they ultimately did find another web host, but...
Yeah, that was privately done, though, so that doesn't bother me so much. It's when they're using government to
well, there is very little about Amazon that's truly private these days. I mean,
they're one of the
largest corporations in the U.S., and you don't really get to that point without working with the U.S. government.
I hear the argument, but there is certainly not a monopoly. Amazon does not have a monopoly on hosting.
No, certainly not.
So...
But they do have a lot of money, and they do work closely with the
absolutely.
Federal government.
They're a scary force to be reckoned with, but I'm certainly not concerned that if Amazon kicks me out, I wouldn't even use Amazon for hosting anything. If Amazon,
I wouldn't either.
You know, it's like one of these things where it's like, yeah, I see they're a threat. I don't think they're a threat in hosting, but I do see them being one of the big cloud providers for sure.
There was an issue with their cloud service recently. I don't recall exactly what it was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
There's been issues, I think, over the years. And, yeah, I think it went down for a certain period of time.
Well, they were storing something in clear text or some nonsense like that. Some list of user. A lot of information got leaked because it wasn't encrypted or secure. I don't recall exactly the details. So I guess it doesn't matter.
I think I heard of it, but I don't recall the details either. So
let's get back to the story about the Iranian news outlets that have been seized by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Presumably as a prelude to the war that United States government wants to wage against the Iranian government.
Yep. So there's apparently the nuclear program is only one theory. As the Associated Press reported, it was just general bans for disinformation, and CBS suggested it was specifically reporting related to U.S. elections.
But misinformation is not illegal.
Right. That's the thing. And it shouldn't be. And who
you can
is the
go online and
decide?
Say any false thing that you want, and it's not a law violation.
It's not illegal to be wrong.
Yeah.
There's and it's not illegal to intentionally say something that isn't true.
No, it shouldn't.
I mean, there's libel and stuff like that, but that doesn't apply here.
Well, that you might go after somebody for that, but that doesn't mean you get to seize their domain name.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There is no confirmation, though. The U.S. State Department refused comment, telling reporters to ask the Justice Department. So far, it does not appear that the Justice Department has offered a statement. Press TV and LMTV are both state media outlets run by the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting in English and Arabic, which is kind of interesting because I bet you these outlets are also on cable television, and I wonder if they've gone after the cable television stations as well.
Oh, good question.
Well, time will tell. I guess we can get further into it. More coming up from ForkFest. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.